Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Every day we are surrounded by voices. Voices from society, family, media, and even our own thoughts, all trying to tell us who we are and what we're worth. These voices can be loud and persuasive, often shaping how we see ourselves and how we live. But as believers, our true identity is not found in what others say or in how we feel. It is found in what God says about us. The words God has spoken about us carry eternal truth and power. So, the choice to believe, uphold, and actively align our lives with God's description of us is not merely an act of faith, it is a profound act of honor to the one who spoke it. In today's message titled, God's Word Defines You, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites you to make the single most life-changing decision you can ever make. Let's join in.
We need to honor God's Word and what He has said about us, which means that we need to respect or admire or value His Word. Hallelujah. And so honoring God's word or taking God's word seriously is a major component of the gospel. In fact, honoring God and His word may be just as important in terms of receiving from God as faith is. So choosing what God says about you has a very important place in our society and in our personal lives and our relationship with the Lord. You know, in John chapter 5, reading from verses 39 going, it says, you study the scripture. This is Jesus speaking and speaking to his hearers. He said, you study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Verse 41. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? So Jesus had already said that the witness of his Father was the greatest testimony of who he was. God has testified about Jesus, who he was. Everyone can hear God's testimony of Jesus through the scriptures. When you read the scriptures, it's really highlighting who Jesus is. Moses and all the Old Testament prophets spoke of the coming of Jesus Christ. So in verse 44, he starts off by saying, how can you believe? It's impossible for you to believe because you receive honor from one another. You don't receive honor from the only true and living God, which means that you don't value the things that God says. You do not admire them. You don't respect those things. So what value do you put on God's word? Do you value what other people say about you or what God says about you? What's interesting is that the word honor in this text of scripture I read is translated glory in the New Testament. And it means view, your view. It means opinion. It means estimate. It means dignity. And so for Jesus saying this, he values his sense of self-worth. Or you could even say his self-esteem from God, not from human beings. They don't accept him as a Messiah, but he knew what had been written about him, what God had said about him. It did not come from man. In his life, Jesus experienced a lot of resistance. He experienced a lot of trials and troubles and problems. You know, you may think, oh, Jesus is so powerful, so everything was laid out for him. No. Life was not just perfect as such because he came as a man. He faced all this temptation and everything you and I are facing. Life was not just laid out for Jesus perfectly. There were a lot of people that resisted him. They did not believe he was the Messiah. They did not believe he was a prophet. they did not believe in his ministry. So he didn't receive honor or his sense of dignity from men. He says that he received it all from his Father. And the same thing God has written about you and me, that it does not matter what other people are saying. You need to choose what God has said about you. So one of the interesting things is that Jesus says, how can you believe? So the source of our worth, the source of our dignity, the source of our value actually affects our faith and our ability to walk with God and where he wants to take us. So important. Choose what God has said about you. The source of where we get our esteem from, how we view ourselves, what we believe about ourselves has to be proportional to what God is revealing to us that he wants to walk us into. Bible says that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God ordained for us to walk in. So that's what you have to take hold of. If God is showing us something and we feel like we are not worthy to walk into that, we are too small or limited to walk into that, then we are not going to walk. We are not going to succeed and we will be self-limited. We have to allow the Lord to reveal our worth to us. And that's in scriptures, you see. We have to allow the Lord to help us to estimate who we really are, to reveal the value of who we truly are. And then what that will do for us, it will inspire faith within us to actually walk into the things that God has for us and to go to the places that God would have us to go, so we could fulfill our God-given desires and purposes on this earth. It's so important. Choose what God has said about you. Understanding how God honors us, how he views us, his opinion of us is extremely important, my friend. Whatever God has said is what you have to hold fast onto. You can never be in a place where you allow the opinions of people to become the mirror and how you see yourself. You must only allow the opinion of God to become your mirror in how you view and see yourself. Your source of worth and value comes from God. Hallelujah. We cannot seek approval from people. We cannot seek even honor from people. We cannot look at people and see, what do they think about me? And that's what we think about ourselves. No, that shouldn't be the case. We have to look at God and say, what does God think about me? And that becomes how we think about ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jesus again in Mark chapter 6. And let's see how he responded to people's criticism and opposition. Mark chapter 6 verses 1 to 3 says this. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. They said, "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he's performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. The Bible says they were offended at him. You know, I remember when I first read that and I was wondering, well, there is a lot of good things they just said about Jesus. So what offended them? They were astonished at his teaching. They were astonished at the wisdom that he brought forth, the mighty miracles that came about. Jesus was blessing them. He was helping them. He was serving them. He was giving. He wasn't taken away from them. He did it with the right heart. He came to them with the right motive, right attitude to come and bless them. He came to his own. He came from that place and had gone out and made a name for himself. People started to know who Jesus was. And now he's coming back home to do the very same things he has done in all these places at home. He wanted to do that. He didn't forget where he came from. He said, "I want to go back and help my own people." I want to serve my own people. I want to be a blessing to them. I have been a blessing all around Israel. I want to go back to Nazareth and be a blessing to the people that I grew up with and the place that I came from. I want to give back to the community. But the Bible says, when he did that, they did not receive him. It says they were offended at him. So I was wondering, why were they offended? And I just started to see that they were offended because they didn't honor him. They didn't value him. Their view of Jesus, their opinion of Jesus was that he is a carpenter. He's the carpenter's son. He's the son of Mary. And we know his family. So how dare he see himself as a prophet? How dare he see himself as a Messiah? How dare he believe that he is the Christ? How could he have such a view and opinion of himself? What gives him the audacity to think that he could come from this place and actually walk in purpose and destiny and fulfill the calling of God on his life? That's what offended them. He should be just like one of us. So you can realize that Jesus' success is what offended these people. The Lord using Jesus was what offended them. The Father bestowing his blessing and stamp of approval offended these people. They wanted to draw him back and pull him back to say, no, Jesus, you will never be anything more than a carpenter. You will never be anything more than the son of Joseph and Mary. We know who you are. And so Jesus had to choose what God says about him. He said, I don't receive honor from men. I don't receive approval from men. I receive honor from the Father. My view and opinion I have of myself come from the Father. It doesn't come from even the people that raised me or the people that I grew up with. How I value myself, what I'm worth, doesn't come from people. It comes from the Father. Jesus had to choose what God said about him in his own life. And we have to do the same, my friend. You have to choose what God has said about you. We have to do that in our own lives as Jesus did. A lot of times people can be familiar with you and people can feel like they see you and they know you because they have worked with you or familiar with you or whatever it may be. They have some kind of interaction with you and they've evaluated you. They've estimated in their own mind and heart what you should amount to. They think you should be a certain person. And they have boxed you into their own corner. They've put you in this place in their heart. And God says that you cannot allow yourself to go into that place in your heart. Just because that's where you are. That's where people are saying you should be. Where should you be? You should be where God has placed you in his heart. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Hallelujah. So you could see when people refused to honor Jesus, they limited what they could receive from Jesus. And so honor is right up there with faith in terms of receiving from God. You have to honor God's word, my friend, else you cannot amount to what God has placed you here to fulfill. It does not matter what people are saying about you. Find out what God has said. He said you are the head, not the tail. He said you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer. He said that you will live in prosperity. And these are some of the things you need to think about. And if you have not received Christ, I tell you what I have just said to you right now. It's not applicable to you at all. You got to take a first step. And that first step is to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you are out there hearing me and you are born again Christian, hold fast unto God's word that he has very good things for you. He says, I know the plans that I think towards you, plans that are not evil but good, to lead you to hope and the future or to lead you to expected end. All is well with you. But if you haven't received Christ, that's the first step you take to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me. saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.